Chapter 4. Deep in the Cave. Word list. Arrive. Brush teeth. Call. Clean. Comb. Daily routine. Do homework. Feed animals. Get dressed. Get out of bed. Get up. Go online. Have breakfast. Have dinner. Have lunch. Have a shower. Leave. Make the bed. Pet. Play the piano. Sleep. Talk. Tell bedtime stories. Wake up. Wash hands and face. Watch TV. Expressions.
What time does he go to bed?
He goes to bed at 10:15.
When do you brush your teeth?
I brush my teeth in the morning.
What time is it?
It's 9:30.
It's 10:45. It's 10:45. It's 1 o'clock. It's 8:20. It's 4:10. Does he feed his pet at 2 o'clock?
Yes, he does. No, he doesn't.
What do you do after having breakfast?
I go to school.
What does he have for lunch?
He has a hamburger for lunch.
Chapter 4. Deep in the Cave.
30th of April, 1811. Hi, my name is Edward. I'm 14 years old, and I'm from England. My family is very rich. We live in a castle. I get up early every day. I comb my hair and I have breakfast. Then I go to school. I have 9 classes a day, so I have lunch at school. After school, I come home. I do my homework. After that, my piano teacher comes and I play the piano. Next, I have dinner. My nanny tells me bedtime stories every night. Then I go to bed. My cousin's name is Daniel. He is 14 years old too. Daniel's father, my uncle, is from England, but his mother is from Australia. Normally, they live in Australia, but this year, Daniel is staying with us in England. He doesn't comb his hair. I think he looks terrible. He goes to a different school. They have 4 lessons every day, so he wakes up late. He doesn't make his bed. His school finishes early. He has lunch at home. His teacher doesn't give him any homework. He doesn't take piano lessons. After school, he plays marbles and other games with his friends. At night, he has dinner with us, and then he goes to bed. Yes. He's my cousin. Yes, we live together, but our lives are different.
A. Does Ada understand the diary? Are his sentences true or false? Write T, true, or F, false. If false, correct the sentence.
But this is crazy. Isn't it a pirate's diary? It talks about a silly boy's life. Who is Edward? I want to read about the pirate, Blind Man's Buff.
Hush! Let's read and understand.
She continues reading.
2nd of April, 1812. These are Daniel's last days in England. He plans to go back to Australia soon. He says to me, "Come with me. You can stay with us in Australia. There are many interesting things there. My father gives me permission to go. Australia is very far, and I'm worried, but I want to see this country too. 3rd of May, 1812. Daniel and I are on a ship to Australia. There is a pirate ship next to our ship. I'm scared.
Yasemin stops reading again.
Look, this diary is very old. Some letters and words are missing on this page.
Can't you write them there?
I think I can. Let's start.
B. You are Yasemin. Fill in the blanks in the diary.
3rd of June, 1812. We live with pirates now. My life is awful. I get out of bed early every day. I don't have breakfast. I don't have a shower. I don't wash my hands or face. I don't comb my hair. I don't go to school. I clean the captain's room in the morning. Later, I have lunch. But I only have some bread and water. After lunch, I go fishing. But I give all the fish to the captain. I can eat only one fish for dinner. I go to bed early. I feel tired. Daniel is lucky because the pirates love him very much. He gets up late, and he has a great breakfast with the pirates. After breakfast, he teaches them different games. These games are Chinese whispers, hangman, hopscotch, tag, and blind man's buff. The pirates enjoy these games, so they are very nice to Daniel. After lunch, he sings songs with the pirates. At night, he has dinner and he goes to bed.
Wow! Now it's exciting. Continue reading.
5th of July, 1812. The captain says, "Pirates are funny, but they are also scary, Edward. You aren't scary. You aren't funny. You can't be a pirate. So clean my room, go fishing, and be quiet. But I have a plan. I can change my daily routine." 22nd of July, 1812. My life is different now. Every morning I get up at 7 o'clock. I get dressed. I wear my pirate hat and I put a piece of cloth on my left eye. I think it looks scary. So I wear it. Pirates think it looks scary too. But they know I'm not blind and they think it's funny too. Now I'm scary and funny. I'm a pirate like them, and I have a pirate nickname, Blind Man's Buff. I have a nice breakfast every morning at 8:30. I eat an omelet and some toast. I don't clean the captain's room anymore. I leave the pirate ship and go fishing on a little boat at 10:15. I come back to the ship at 2 o'clock, and I have lunch at 3:15. I play games with the other pirates at 5:30. I have dinner at 8 o'clock, and I go to bed at 10 o'clock. Well, my life isn't bad at all, but I miss my family. I have a plan to escape.
Arda stops Yasemin again.
You read so fast. I don't understand. You know I'm not good at English.
I can't read it again. I'm tired. Ask me and I answer.
C. You are Yasemin. Answer Arda's questions about Edward.
Yasemin answers Arda's questions, but then she stops.
Why do you ask all these questions? What time does he get up? Why is it important?
Arda points at the diary.
Look, the time is underlined. The pirates underline the times. I think it is important.
Yasemin looks at the text again.
Yes, maybe it is important.
Yasemin continues reading.
25th of July, 1813. Hooray! I'm free! Daniel is free too. We are going back to England. We have a ship, and we also have the pirate's treasure. But there is a problem. Daniel doesn't want the treasure. He says, The pirates say the treasure is cursed. We can't take it, Edward. I think this is silly, but Daniel is scared. He has a plan. He wants to hide the treasure on an island. This island is in the middle of the Indian Ocean. No one lives there. He wants to put it in a cave on the beach. 26th of July, 1813. We are on the island now. Edward is worried. He says, "We can't put it here like this. Someone can find it. The curse can hurt them." He wants to put traps and riddles in the cave. You, reader of this diary, I warn you, don't look for that treasure. It can be cursed. You don't care and you want that treasure? So go to the cave. Find the rock-shaped clock. Password 1. Underline with red in this diary. Password 2. 30. 2. 5. 12. 81. 18. 25.
Hooray! Come on, let's go to the cave.
What about the curse?
The curse? This is silly.
Arda leaves the classroom. Yasemin thinks for a few seconds. She remembers her dream birthday party. She remembers that bike.
Wait! I am coming.
They walk to the beach together.
What do you think about Edward's life?
His daily routine changes a lot. I think it is very bad. I have a regular daily routine, and I don't change it.
Really? Tell me about it.
D. You are Yasemin. Look at the chart about your daily routine and answer Arda's questions.
What time do you get up?
I get up at 8 o'clock.
What do you do after activity time?
I do my homework.
Do you go online at 8 o'clock?
Yes, I do.
What time do you talk to your parents?
I talk to my parents at 8:30.
When do you watch TV?
I watch TV in the evening.
Wow, you really have a regular daily routine. This is boring.
Boring?
Yes, I hate daily routines.
What? Everyone has a daily routine, Arda.
I don't.
E. Yasemin asks questions to Arda about his daily routine. He answers them. Match Yasemin's questions with Arda's answers.
When do you get up?
I get up late.
What do you do in the mornings?
I take a shower, brush my teeth, and I have breakfast.
What time do you go to school?
School starts at 9 o'clock. But I don't go to school at 9 o'clock. I'm always late.
What do you do after school?
The teacher gives us too much homework. But I don't do my homework. I go out. Well, I give food to cats and dogs on the streets.
What time do you go to bed?
I go to bed at 11 o'clock.
See, you have a daily routine too. Well, it's not a very good one, but you have a routine.
Don't be silly. Everyone brushes their teeth in the morning. It's not a daily routine.
Yes, it is.
No, it isn't.
They stop talking. They walk.
Do you really give food to cats and dogs on the streets?
Yes, I do. I feed my pets and the animals on the streets every day.
Yasemin doesn't believe him.
That's very nice of you, Arda. But you are an awful person, so I think it's a lie.
You don't know me, Yasemin.
They go past the rocks and they enter the cave. They go straight ahead. At the end of the cave, they see a big rock. Its shape is interesting. It's like a clock.
Oh, here is the rock-shaped clock. Give me the diary.
F. Look at the red underlined words in the diary on page 50. draw the times on the rock-shaped clocks.
They draw the times. The rock moves and it opens. They walk in and they go straight ahead. At the end of the cave, they see some stones on the floor. There are numbers on the stones.
Step on the right stones.
Or what?
I don't know. Do you remember the diary? Maybe there was a trap. Be careful. Only step on the right stones. Don't step on the others.
G. Look at password 2 in the diary on page 52. Circle the right stones below and find the safe route for Arda and Yasemin.
They step on the right stones. In the end, a door opens in the cave. Yasemin can see a little pond behind the door.
There is a pond in the cave.
Maybe the treasure is in the pond.
Arda gets very excited. He hurries and steps on a wrong stone.
Yasemin, I'm on a wrong stone.
Yasemin goes next to him and looks at the stone.
It's 63. This number isn't one of the passwords in the diary. It can be a trap.
Arda is scared. Yasemin tries to save him. She holds his hand and pulls him. At that moment, a poisoned needle flies and hits Yasemin.
My arm!
She screams and falls down.
Oh no, it's a trap.
Now, check all your answers in this chapter. Work on your mistakes. Then, go to page 147 and get your award. Cut and stick it on My Treasure page at the back of the book.